Mark chapter 6, verse 45. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Bible says immediately. Would you say immediately?
Immediately.
Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Sometimes you feel like life is just against you. Amen. The wind was against them. Let me find my spot. Sorry about that. That's why I don't talk while I'm reading. Wind was against. Sorry about that. About the fourth watch. That's like dawn, okay? That's 3 to 6 a.m. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves, and their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Lord, we thank you that you are good, mighty, and awesome, that you meet us here this morning, that you guide and direct us, and that we can indeed serve you, that we can come to the edge of the kingdom and we can move into the fullness of the kingdom, that you guide and direct us, that you would be glorified. We give you praise in Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Well, it is Pastor Appreciation Day today, and last night it was birthday night. There were three kids. Brian is here today, JJ is here today, and Danny is here today. And their birthdays are all in the next day or two or last. There are birthdays in just a couple days apart. And so Lisa got A, and my wife made pasta and meatballs and sausages and all kinds of good stuff. And Lisa got A made some garlic bread. I think it was Lisa got A. Might have been my wife. One of them. Do you love garlic bread? Buttery, garlicky, salty. Oh. Glorious, glorious, glorious. You know, today we have a special meal afterward. We normally, we've been barbecuing for about 10 years every Sunday after church. And, you know, it's tough to beat a good cheeseburger. Amen? And part of a great cheeseburger is a great bun. You know, I mean, you got, and George makes some really thick, I mean, they're like half pounders. And, I know some of you folks haven't yet arrived, but it's nice to have a little red in your meat. And so like a little medium rare, and some cheese, and a nice, soft, luscious bun. You know what I'm talking about? But you take this same bun, and you leave it out for a couple of days. And that bun that was so luscious and marvelous and glorious just gets kind of hard and stale and nasty. And I don't care how rare your burger is. You put it on a hard bun, and you don't have anything good. Can I get a witness on that? Amen? Now, Jesus is talking about hardness of the heart in the lives of the disciples. And it causes them to miss out on the things of the kingdom. We read this story in our series called Finding Faith about the struggle that the disciples are having. And this is immediately after the feeding of the 5,000. And there is a problem of them comprehending the fullness of the kingdom of God and the manifestation of the kingdom of God that happened in the feeding of the 5,000, the multiplying of the loaves and the multiplying of the fish, because of the hardness of their hearts. And so Jesus is struggling to reveal kingdom truths to the disciples. He has sent them out with the power to cast out demons. He has sent them out with power to heal the sick. And they come back, and instead of moving and flowing in the fullness of the kingdom of God, they are stalled. Some of the gospel writers talk about arguments about who will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. Who knows, a pride will tear you right down in the kingdom of God. Amen? And so there is this struggle because of the hardness of their hearts. And Jesus is doing all these miracles and disciples are missing it. They're in the kingdom, but they're struggling with progress. And I wonder this morning, how's your progress? How's your position in the kingdom? How are you moving? Because in our series, Finding Faith, it is faith that will move you forward in the kingdom of God. Amen? The challenge of the crowd provides opportunity for progress in the lives of the disciples. And they miss it. Their faith, the challenges that come, gives opportunity for faith to grow. Faith will move you forward. Crowds come. Jesus is preaching. People getting healed. People getting saved. Disciples say, Jesus, send these people away. We are tired. We haven't had anything to eat all day. Send them away so they can get something to eat. Send them away so we can get something to eat. Hardness of heart. Title of today's message is Stalled in the Kingdom. I hope you're not. Let's take a look. Amen? Don't anybody freak out. Those are Spanish words up there. If you don't know Spanish, they're not intended for you to read. Can I get a witness? Don't anybody freaking out. But if you hate them, I still want to know about it. Okay, so if you speak English, just read the top. Habla español, lee abajo. Got it? Got it? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida. While he dismissed the crowd, after leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Jesus sends the disciples away. There's a lot of drama that is going on. The feeding of the 5,000, the baskets, gathering everything up. And the guys have still had no rest, but they've been fed. And they've got their baskets full of food, and they've got their baskets full of bread, and they are set for the day. Each of them had a basket of bread. Each of them had a basket of fish. Jesus had made a great display of the kingdom of God. And they're missing it because their hearts are hard. Crowd is coming on strong. Crowd is all over the place. And Jesus says, I got to deal with this. And he sends the disciples off in the boat. You guys take off, and he sends a crowd away. The crowd, John tells us, chapter 6, verse 15, is going to make him king by force. There's all kinds of drama on the edge of the kingdom of God. Can I get a witness on that? The pain of your life will draw you to the edge of the kingdom of God. These people, their loved ones are sick. They're sick. They need healing. They need a touch of kingdom power, and they come to the edge of the kingdom for what they need. Much of the ministry that we do in this church is on the edge of the kingdom. It is focusing on the needs of those that are in the world. It is focusing on the pain that draws them out of the world and forces them to look to the kingdom for answers. Does that make sense? And so, on the edge of the kingdom, hey, Mike, can you help me out? Sit next to these teenagers right here. They need a little help kind of focusing. Forward, forward. Mike. Forward, forward, forward. One more. Now, move in. All the way in. All the way. There you go. Thank you, Mike. A little round of applause for Mike. I know that the calmness that he has will just cause those teens to just pay attention. So anyway, let me find out. Oh, so we're at the edge of the kingdom. And there's drama right there. Drama at the edge of the kingdom. Why? Because people have not yet found faith to move in. All they are experiencing is pain to draw them to the edge. Are you tracking with me? So Jesus sends off the crowd, or dismisses the crowd, and says, guys, okay? He's got the disciples out on the boat, and where does he go? He goes to pray. Things are getting a little dicey in the ministry. The disciples' hardness of their hearts. The crowd is going crazy. And Jesus takes his time and says, Dad, I got to get alone with you. Ministry gets dicey around here. And I go running to Dad. I'll tell you what, it's like, Dad, there's so much going on. I pray for the outreach we got going on. I pray for you. I pray for our leaders. I'll tell you what, Pastor Scott, he's not sick on accident today. We have an enemy of our souls. Can I get a witness on that? George has got surgery. We didn't even pray for George. We've got surgery coming up on Tuesday. Pastor Carlos just got done with surgery. We got too much surgery going on around here. Amen? Why? Because we have an enemy of our souls. And as the enemy of our souls that is attacking the ministry of Jesus, he got alone with the Lord. And when the enemy attacks your home, get alone with God. It is a great time to pray. It is a great time to draw near to the power of the kingdom of God, and your faith will draw you forward. Can I get a witness on that? All right, let's keep on going. Yes, we have more Spanish. There we go. All right. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake. Sea of Galilee is 4 miles wide. Later that night. How much is later? Later is later. I don't know how much later. But it's in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. We're talking about Jesus. He had just finished his prayer. Jesus saw the disciples straining at their oars. These are professional fishermen, at least half of them, okay? All right? Matthew, the tax collector, probably didn't know diddly about boats or oars. But much of the guys did. Peter, Andrew, James, John, they were professional. And they're struggling. They are straining. He saw them struggling at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn. How many people know that shortly before dawn is much later than later that night? We're going to talk about that. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass them by. And I want to let you know this morning that kingdom progress will find challenge. That sometimes your progress in the kingdom only comes in the midst of challenge. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Challenge will cause you to have focus. Challenge this week caused me to pray. Challenge last week caused me to pray and get alone with God. Sometimes your challenge will spin you out of control. That's not the intent of our Lord. The Lord would have you grab on. The apostles are blown off course. Get in the boat and get over there, guys. They get out in the middle of the lake and they are blown away. Sometimes that just happens. You figure you are all lined up with God and everything is good, and the wind comes and you are off course. Can I get a witness? You know, there's some folks who know how to get back on course, celebrate recovery Monday nights. They will help you out. They are straining against their oars. Sometimes we strain in our lives and we find no progress. And Jesus sees them. Hallelujah. You know that Jesus sees you in the midst of your struggle? Can I get a witness on that? He sees them from the shore. Glory. And Jesus is coming to the rescue. Can I get a witness on that? No, he ain't coming to the rescue. He is standing on dry ground, seeing the disciples out there going, boy, Matthew really can't row, can he? No, I don't know. I didn't say that. I'm making a joke. But I bet you Matthew was puking. But again, it doesn't say anything about that. I'm just talking. But he sees them struggling and he leaves them there. Sometimes we think in the midst of our struggles, God's job, Jesus' job, is to come and to put his arms around us and love us. I'm in the midst of a struggle, Lord. These guys are straining. He leaves them there all night. There is some kind of kingdom lesson that is going on here, amen? Because why? Because of the hardness of their hearts. Kingdom realities being manifest to them, and it's like going right over their heads. Pat, and when he does come, leaves them out all night, right? All night, on their own. He's not even coming to them. He's walking by. It's like, Lord, whoa, hey, here I am. It's like, man, we figure, hey, I am the focus of the kingdom of God. My problems are God's problems. My problems are God's biggest priority. You ever, hey, God, I got problems here. Why aren't you fixing them? You know, we have a misunderstanding of the priorities of the Lord. The priorities of the Lord are kingdom priorities. We can choose to grab on. Our faith can move us into the fullness of the kingdom, or we can just live our lives on the edge. Pain will get you close to the edge, but your faith will move you in. Can I get a witness on that? I want to talk to you about hardness of hearts. And some of you parents can be aware of the hardness of hearts in your children. Can I get a witness on that? And all the children go, oh, yeah, I heard somebody laughing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't see it in me, but I see it in my kids all the time. Well, I want to tell you about my wonderful daughter. Stand up, Joe. See how tall my son is? That's why I talk about my daughter now. And she's in Ecuador, so I'm safe. But anyway, I'm joking. When they were younger, Liam was like 14. Joe was like 12 or 13. I started working in the summers when I was 7. I would go work for my uncle, and my uncle would give beef to my mom. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm getting ripped off here. I didn't want to work for hamburger. But so I figure at 12 and 13, it's time for my kids to start working, and there's no jobs for them in the city. You know, my uncle has a ranch and all that kind of stuff. We go work on the ranch. And so I bought a couple cars. They needed some body work, some primer work, some paint and all that kind of stuff. And Joe's doing the paint and the primer. He showed a little bit more interest. Leanne quickly decided that she wanted a different job. But there was a couple of problems. Number one, there was no other jobs available for a 14-year-old. And two, I had already bought the cars. And so, I don't know, some people call it slave labor, but no, I was paying them. You know, I was paying them a minimum wage, or maybe a training wage for a child, I don't know, something like that. And so she was doing Bondo work. And Bondo work, you put this putty on, it's like kind of like pancake batter, and it hardens. And then you sand it off. And if you want to do good, you want to put it on thin, you know, so you have to sand so much off. Well, she just kind of got a bit of a hard heart. And she just put it on in clumps, and just start sanding it off. And she was working, but she was making no progress. She was making a mess. And I think them apostles out there on the water that night, they were just making a mess. Can I get a witness? All right, let's continue on. Jesus walks on water. How many people say that's a miracle? Yes. It wasn't like there was a land bridge or something he was walking on. It wasn't like it froze. No, he was just walking flat on the water. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Jesus is putting the kingdom on display. Okay, Jesus is saying, this is kingdom reality, this is kingdom power, this is something that is available to you if your hearts weren't so hard. If you had some faith, you could start moving into this stuff and find that fullness in your life. Does that sound good? These are really two miracles back to back. We got the feeding of the 5,000. And all the multiplication and all that stuff and the fish and the bread. And now we've got the walking on the water. He says immediately went out on the boat. And Jesus is putting the kingdom on display. And he says that we should shine the light of the kingdom. My question for you this morning is, did you shine the light of the kingdom this week? Is the efforts of your life, do they put the kingdom on display? Or are you stalled? Or are you on the edge just dealing with the pain of your life? See, Jesus is putting the kingdom on display, and repeatedly the disciples are missing it. Jesus comes walking by, and they don't even recognize him. All of them missed him. And sometimes you feel like you can miss the Lord, amen? And then when they see him, they don't recognize him. They think he's a ghost. They think he's a spirit. Now, they had just come. I did not preach on this in this series because I did it last February. But Jesus heals the demoniac with a legion of demons in this guy and gets kicked out of the area. Said, we don't want you here anymore. And so there's a lot of demonic activities going on in the area. Okay, so these guys seeing kind of some scary stuff wouldn't be out of the norm. And half of them are professional fishermen, and they can be a little superstitious. Can I get a witness on that, Mike? Yeah, Mike, you know, and Rocky. Yeah, he's like, got my trusty pole, got my trusty lure, you know, and I, you know, shake three times and then cast, all that kind of stuff. So, like, oh, it's the spirit of the Sea of Galilee. Oh, no! You know, and they believe this stuff. But what they got is they got Jesus walking by and they don't recognize him. And so they cry out. Ah! My question is, who are they crying out to? Maybe they were crying out to Jesus. It doesn't really say. I think when you think you see a ghost, great time to move into prayer. Can I get a witness on that? See, to cry out to the leader of the kingdom, to cry out to the king, to cry out to your father who sits on the throne in all power, majesty, and might, amen? You might get a hookup, and your challenge in the midst of your life would draw you further into the kingdom of God, amen? Or your challenges can cause you to spin away and just be terrified and run. Again, the disciples, because of the hardness of their heart, are missing it. Let the challenges of life draw you closer to the kingdom rather than drive you away. Amen? Come on, machine. Help me out, Danny. Kick me to the next one. Ah, there we go. Thank you very much. Hey, you guys liking the Spanish words?
Yeah.
All the bilingual Spanish people said yes. Okay. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. And then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves, and their hearts were hardened. Kick that over again there, Danny. The disciples are amazed, or sorry, the disciples are missing it. It's time to man up. Guys, it's me. Take courage. Don't be afraid. Quit freaking out. This is kingdom stuff. You know, it's like, guys, I sent you out with the power to preach, with the power to cast out demons, and the powers to heal the sick, and you guys are crying by like a bunch of little girls in this boat because of a ghost. This is kingdom reality. You can move ahead. You can have authority over every situation with the power of the kingdom of God. But your faith will cause you to move ahead. And it was the hardness of their heart that kept them from moving ahead in the kingdom. I don't know what challenges you have this week, but you can grab onto the kingdom of God. You can grab onto faith in a Savior who is raised from the dead, who died on the cross to set you free from sin. Amen? And you can grab onto that fullness, and you can move into that power, and you can find victory over every situation. Amen? When you are in the kingdom of God, you're in the will of God. What's the worst that can happen to you? Well, you could die. You say, or you could have an alarm go off during the whole sermon. Warning, warning. But you know what the Bible tells us? That if you die, immediately you go into the presence of God. That's not much of a penalty. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The wind died down. Disciples missing it. Miracle number three. Let your struggle move you further into the kingdom. The disciples move from fear to amazement. They're amazed because they don't get the loaves. They're amazed because they don't get the truth of the kingdom. They're like, what is going on? What is Jesus doing? How is Jesus walking on the water? Had their hearts not been hard, their faith would move and say, and they receive this truth and they're chomping at the bit to move further into their purpose for the kingdom of God. Amen? Pain will draw you to the edge of the kingdom, but it is your faith that will move you on. Amen? Where you at, Dana? Oh, I'm going to brag on Dana, and she's probably downstairs working. Oh, she's in the restroom. Well, just pretend she was downstairs working. We've been going out to the skate park. I think I talked about her last week, but I'll talk about her again. And it's been getting a little rambunctious. Like Jesus dismissed the crowd, you know, the crowd's getting a little out of control. And I'll tell you, them kids getting a little bit out of control. We're getting into some discussions about the Lord, and they are coming after. I got two main, Christian and Israel. Come on, two Christian names, right? Anyway, they got all, you know, one will bring out an attack on the Lord, another one will bring out an attack on the Lord, and attack on Christianity, and crash attack on faith, and it's just like, you know, all these other kids going, yeah, 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 you know, and it's all these kind of old arguments against Christianity that have been rebaked and half-baked and all that kind of stuff, so they got a bunch of half-truths and all that kind of stuff, but in their pain, in the drama of their life, they're coming up to the edge of the kingdom. Right? And they're coming up with arguments about not going in. And so we took extra time on Friday because it was getting heated. And Dana's all cleaned up and got the stuff all put away. And she comes, and like I said before, I've told you before, we got the Jesus table where we hand out treats and candies. You got to sit at the Jesus table to get that. And it's packed, but commotion's going on, and Dana comes and sits down. And so they're going, and they're going, and they're going, and we're talking about this. And I said, so Dana, you know, tell me about, one kid goes, how come the church is all about money? You know, and I'm thinking, yeah, kid, how much money you got? We're going to get paid, you know, from the Lord for reaching out to you guys. You got nothing. And I go, Dana, do you tithe? And she says, yes. And I go, tell these guys about it. She goes, you know, I started coming to the church and I had nothing. I had no money, but I tithed. And all the time I come to the church, my fridge is always full. She says, guys, I'm living in the kingdom. I know what it's like. You guys are on the edge living in pain. The arguments don't work. See, pain will bring you to the edge of the kingdom, but your faith will move you forward. Amen? All right. I think I'm long. Are we okay? Oh, my clicker's working. Things are good. Crowd comes a running. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, the people recognized Jesus. This is a common occurrence. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever he was. And things are back on track. This is exactly what happened after they came back from being sent out two by two. Jesus was there. They were going to go for a day off, and the crowds come running. And they bring all their people who are sick and on mats and all that stuff. This is where the disciples had hardened their hearts. And the people are coming running because all the need is still the same. They need a healing. They need provision. They need food. They need all these things. The hardness of the crowd's heart is being overcome by their need. And Jesus begins to minister them. They're bringing the sick, carrying them on mats, coming for a healing, and they're finding it. They can just touch the edge of his garment. Isaiah 53:5. He was pierced for our transgressions. Amen? He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Pain draws these people to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the edge of the kingdom, so that they can find healing. But they're playing at the edge. Wherever he went, into the villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces, and they begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. See, and there's people that are crying out, just let me get to the edge. I don't need to go any further. I don't want to go any further. Do you remember the woman? I preached on her 2 weeks ago. The woman with the issuance of blood, 12 years. She saw Jesus going by. And in her heart she said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And she snuck up behind him, touched the hem of his garment. She was immediately made whole. And Jesus felt the power go out of him. He said, who touched me? And here is this woman. She knows she's healed. And at this moment in time, she can slip off into the crowd and not be noticed. Who touched me? And she comes trembling at his feet. The woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear. Told him the whole truth, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. It was her faith that moved her forward into the kingdom of God. Amen? Your pain will take you to the edge, but your faith will take you in. Where are you at today? I'm wondering where my wonderful wife is. Dana, would you, or Roki, find my wife, please. Lots of commotion on the edge of the kingdom. We put a focus here on the edge of the kingdom, pain that's on the edge. People's pain draws them to the church. People's pain draws them to the kingdom. And there are many who will come and get a bag of food. It's all they want. Move on back in that same old pain. Eat up that food, come back a week later, get right up to the edge of the kingdom. Touch the hem and move back off into the crowd. No faith, there is no forward progress. Maybe that's you today. You live on the edge of the kingdom of God. You live surrounded by pain and need and drama. And you come in today and you see some of the fullness, but like the disciples, it's going over your head because your heart is hard. Saying, yeah, I want that burger. But that's enough. That's all I need from the kingdom of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross that you could be made whole. And you come in here this morning and your life, and you take a look, you can come up and play, Lisa. Your life is filled with pain and drama, and you come in and you come close to the edge of the kingdom and you get a little something and you run off today. I pray that you would break that habit. I pray that you would come to the edge of the kingdom of God, that you would grab onto the edge and you would say, oh, Jesus, I don't want to go back to my old life anymore. I believe enough to move into the kingdom of God. I'll surrender all that I am. I'll surrender all that I have. I want to move into your kingdom. My pain has brought me near. My faith will move me ahead. That's you this morning. The Lord is speaking to your heart. He is saying, I am real. He is coming by. He is drawn near, and he is moving on. He's not camping out here, folks. You want to stay near the Lord, you need to move with him. You cannot follow God and stay where you are. You're here this morning saying, well, I really don't want to move. Well, you get to stay on the edge. Life full of pain. I found 25 years ago, I'd had enough pain, I was ready to move. Maybe that's you this morning. Lord, I pray for this that are here this morning, living lives of pain. Lord, I pray, like those on the edge, those outside screaming right now, we can move on in to the kingdom of God. Nobody looking around this morning and you're here and you're saying, man, I am tired of playing. I'm tired of messing around. I want to move into the kingdom of God. I'll surrender it. I'll grab on. Nobody looking around at you. Just say, that's me this morning. I want to, right here, somebody else say, that's me. I want to be in the kingdom. I want to know the fullness of the kingdom. Somebody else say, that's me. Go to my sister here and say, yeah, I want to be in the kingdom. I don't want to have pain anymore. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody else? One last shot? Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like the disciples. Man, I was tracking with the Lord. Things were good. And for some reason, I feel stalled out. And you're thinking, Pastor, I think my heart is a little hard. Say, wait a minute, how can that happen? Well, message from 3 weeks ago. Message on the soils. The cares of life can harden your heart. The challenges. Guess what? All the ministers that were up here today, you come and ask us, we're doing this lunch thing. Is it hard? Oh, you betcha it's hard. And there are those that come up against the challenges of the kingdom, and it causes them to harden their hearts. That's what was going on with the disciples. You're here this morning, and you're thinking, you know, I think I'm a little stiff. I think I got some heart disease. Lord, would you come and heal my heart? I want to know the fullness that I once had with you. Nobody looking around at you this morning. Just slide your hand up. Say, I want a new touch. I want a fresh anointing from the Lord. Amen. Here and here, here. Anybody else say, that's me? Anybody else say, that's me? Worship team's going to come. We're going to sing. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have this lunch. But you can cry out to God this morning and say, God, I want to be made new. I want to be made different. And I want to find fullness in you. Let's all stand across this place.